Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Moments ago, we were talking about Joe Pesci having a birthday today. He's 75. And I believe that another star who happens to work right here, Sue Aller's, having a birthday today.
Yeah.
Is it today or tomorrow?
It's actually tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
It's
okay.
Tomorrow.
And we mentioned Joe Pesci's favorite movie. Our favorite movie with Joe Pesci in was that My Cousin Vinny.
That's my favorite of his.
And then it evolved into more conversation, the fantastic performance of the young female star in that movie.
Marissa Tomei. Yeah.
And somebody mentioned she won an Oscar for that performance. Somebody said she was nominated, and she did indeed win.
Yeah.
And that was one of those situations where there's a lot of controversy. That was the
well,
year
Brad, yeah.
that Jack Palance.
Palance, right.
I say Palance. Yeah. You say Palance. Yeah, maybe he says Palance. If he says Palance, I better say Palance.
Well, he's not saying anything.
No, yeah, right.
But they have him on somewhere recorded, I'm sure.
Taking that long good night.
But remember, he got down. And some people thought he had a couple of cocktails.
Right.
Because he got down on the floor and did one-handed push-ups.
Oh, so he was trying to prove how virile he is.
Yeah. And there was some rumors that was a mistake. That Marissa didn't really win. Vanessa Redgrave won, and he just boggled the announcement.
Right.
But now you
we went on Snopes. And you can't always believe everything on Snopes, which is weird.
But that makes sense, what they said.
Snopes. But basically what they said is no, that's absolutely... People thought that rumor started because this Marissa Tomei, this young chick in My Cousin Vinny, beats out for Best Supporting Actress, you know, Vanessa Redgrave and Joan Plowright in another film. And so that rolled around and they said, oh, no, Jack read it wrong, and the Academy, in order to cover up their embarrassment, just went with it. But
they don't do that.
Snopes says, like, Price Waterhouse is there, and at the moment something is read incorrectly, they would rush out and change it because they're sort of in charge of results.
As they did last year with La La Land and Moonlight.
And you know what? She really, really deserved that award.
She was
fabulous.
She was incredible in that.
Ugh.
And
biological clock.
Miss Vanessa Redgrave is a fine actress, but she didn't get that one. Now, Brad says there's a little bit of a something different in the Olympics with the opening ceremonies. They usually go, what do you say, Brad? They bring the nations out.
Yeah, alphabetical order. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they open up always with Greece because it's the traditional home of the Olympics, and Greece will come out. Then it's A, B, C, and that's how the countries roll out.
Right.
But we're USA, not America.
That's right, and you'll come out towards the end. But this year they've come out in the Korean language. So the first team you'll see after Greece is Ghana.
Ghana,
yeah.
The country you love.
Yeah, yes. And then you get Nigeria after them. And then you get South Africa.
What is the Korean alphabet called? Is it Hangul?
Hangul, yeah, you know your Korean. Yeah,
great. Well, he's a linguist in Korea.
Yeah, I'm a linguist.
Are you crazy?
I barely can speak English. But it's a Korean alphabet known as Hangul.
Yeah.
Here's what they say. A wise man could learn it in a morning. A stupid man could learn it in 10 days.
What about you, Scott? How many days for you?
It gave me about 12. But Hangul is lauded for its accessibility and scientific approach.
Okay, well, why don't we all take that up as a family and learn to speak Korean?
Yeah, let's do it.
Before the Olympics are over.
Are we learning to speak Korean, or are we just learning the alphabet?
Oh.
Hangul.
No, that's a place.
That's a good... No, Hangul is not a place.
All right.
That's enough out of you. By the way, we were talking about this. You know, Harvey Weinstein is obviously a pig. And a
criminal.
Sexual predator, right?
It seems so.
But it was kind of calming down a little bit for him, because there's about 150 other pigs and sexual predators who are being uncovered.
Yeah, although now the
he's
LAPD.
He's the head pig.
The LAPD, they think, are about to arrest him.
Salma Hayek came out yesterday and said that he tried to sleep with her and she wouldn't do it. He said, if I didn't sleep with him, he's going to break my kneecaps.
She wrote the most articulate, amazing take on what this was all about for the New York Times several weeks back. It was breathtakingly intelligent. Yes. And
she's a smart girl.
She's really smart. And what she went through in order to get her movie made, Frida, that was like you have to read it. If you go back and Google in New York Times, you'll read that and you'll understand this entire episode in Hollywood through the eyes of an intelligent woman.
She did an interview with Oprah Winfrey and she quoted him. I want to break the kneecaps of that C word.
Yeah.
And that's what Weinstein told Julie Taymor,
yeah,
who is the director of the project, Frida. Back then.
Frida Kahlo, the Mexican artist.
What kind of a jackass is going to say something like that? Because
a guy that gets away with saying it.
A beautiful woman doesn't want to sleep with a hogwart like him.
She doesn't want to be pressured to sleep with anybody she doesn't want to sleep with.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, what kind of man has a reaction like that? I'm going to break her kneecaps.
He's delusional, and he
gets
drunk
his own
with
way.
His own power.
There you go.
This is crazy.
That's exactly it.
I'm right in the middle of John Elliott instructing Sue how to do the blast-off this morning. Since it's Sue's birthday celebration, I figure she should do it this
week.
Yeah,
and his nose is a little out of joint, so he's like very hypercritical of her.
What did she mess up now that you're the
Pretty
expert?
Much everything
First off,
he
I
said.
Mean, there were some pronoun problems. She's using that for your. I mean, she's trying to do possessive and past perfect. You've got to make sure the syntax is correct, first off.
Reach
and
over.
It's all about the...
Grab, she said, your knob. It's your knob.
Yeah, your knob and your radio. Practice. There's got to be agreement with all of the nouns, the verbs, and the dangling participles.
Okay. I got you. Now, before we go any further, I want to make an apology. I had a call from a young man, a little Jeremy. Uh-huh. He's from Ridgewood. He's in the fourth grade. And he heard my little dissertation about Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
And in a moment of passion when I was describing him, I called him a hogwart.
You flipped the words.
When I meant warthog.
Right. Like a big ugly thing that doesn't smell good.
A big ugly thing that's all hairy and doesn't smell good and wanted to get close to Salma Hayek.
By the way, I really like warthogs, so I don't really want you to use
you
that
called
either.
Called him a wizard, Scott.
Yeah, that's what Jeremy said. I called him a wizard and said, I don't think you want to call him a wizard. So I meant warthog, not hogwart.
Yeah.
So I stand corrected.
But you are a muggle, Scott, so
that'll work, right?
Yeah, you muggle.
How would you know?
Did you guys handle the story about the prison in North Carolina this morning over on CBS 2?
Oh, my gosh, did you see that?
Yeah, they have a low-priority, a low-security prison there.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the Caledonia Correctional Institution. Mm-hmm. And I guess somebody in the prison, they have 1,000 prisoners there, all men. It's a male operation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the CCI.
So they, I guess somebody ordered some contraband, and that I guess you can smuggle just about anything into most prisons, not all of them.
Well, this is like called a state prison farm. It's very open. Yeah. So,
but
yeah.
They must stay there.
Yes, they have to stay there.
They do have some
sort of the prison thing.
They do have some sort of paraphernalia that makes you stay there.
You can have a good time, but stay put.
Somebody threw a little duffel bag over the fence of the prison yard. So it looked like it was an order because they cataloged everything.
It's not a drone from Amazon.
They got a pound of smoking tobacco.
Okay.
Synthetic marijuana.
Not good.
10 cell phones complete with chargers.
Well.
Two bottles of painkillers.
Uh-oh.
And 13 sexual dysfunction pills.
Yeah. Oh, like Viagra.
Well, Viagra.
Something like that.
13
Scott,
Viagra
why would you
pills.
Need that in a prison?
That's a good question.
You
right
don't want
there.
To keep this conversation
now,
going.
Now, Jeremy's still listening. And... So they happen to have,
be in school.
They happen to have a camera on the fence on the perimeter there. So they found 33-year-old Abel Zarastonian of Winston-Salem. He was arrested at a stoplight nearby and charged with possession of a controlled substance and attempting to furnish phones to inmates. So somebody made a call out, and that's his order. Or they had four or five different guys. Give me 13 Viagra pills, 10 cell phones, and
why
so
13?
On.
Oh, you think it's for one guy? Yeah.
No, I don't think. No, they. No. One guy's not going to need 10 cell phones.
10 phones.
There's a guy named Raphael or somebody in there, and he said, "What do you want over there, Charlie?"
Raphael.
Yeah, he's a real hogwart.
Yeah, I'm sure
he's a turtle. Now we're going with all the kids' characters.
He took the order of cell phones and Viagra and all that. So obviously, there's some sort of sexual activity going on behind. Behind the wall.
Yeah, you never know.
It's They're in Caledonia.
Maybe in the kitchen or
all
something.
All right, it's her very first time around. It's a birthday Sue's blast-off coming up. We'll get that going.
I'm Sue Aller with Shannon in the morning traffic. The blast-off with me is next on CBS FM.
Are you feeling the heat? Are you feeling the heat?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she's ready.
I am so ready.
Your birthday cake, girl. Your birthday cake.
Thank you.
Radio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting direct from the sparkling new Entercom Nationwide Transmission Center, this is the world-famous, highly outrageous, but never, ever contagious, one and only No Baloney Weekend Blast-Off Spectacular! Ramin' Jammin' Michael Scott chanting along with the beautiful Patty Steele. Mr. John Elliott riding along in the sidecar. Kermit the Wonder Frog.
Yeah, buddy.
Louie Louie. And, of course, the new Sue. And now, if everybody is ready.
Reach over, grab your knob, crank up your radio, and get ready to
kiss
the week
good.
Excellent job. Great job from the birthday girl.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.